you start banking in money and you got to place it somewhere. So you start buying properties on your own that you can benefit on the upside, the appreciation, the mortgage pay down, and the cash flow. You probably run out of money at some point. So you still got to partner, bring in more people and maybe do some syndications.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
The third takeaway from the Billion Dollar Boardroom Mastermind that we just held this last weekend in Austin is how to run $200 million real estate business, two people, two partners, out of their cell phone. When my buddy Alan said that on his presentation, I was floored. I know he was a smart guy and he had a really small staff, but I didn't know he didn't have any staff, right? So little history, my buddy Alan, he used to buy apartment buildings. Him and his partner and a few other partners owned about 2,500 units. And then he ended up selling them like 4 or 5 years ago because he thought he was a bubble, right? And then he started buying, and he made pretty good money. And he started buying retail shopping centers, starting getting syndicating or bringing money from investors. And he did that all, and he has that asset class already. And then him and his partners started buying warehouses and light industrial. And then he started buying on his own as well, right? So he kind of transitioned from actually single family to apartment buildings to retail to a light industrial self-storage warehouse. And now he's transitioned to buying properties on his own, right? He bought like a $15 million property. And once he's done with it, it'll be worth about $30 million. That's by himself, no partners. That's pretty good, okay? So one of the biggest things that hit me was when he was talking about how many assets he has over $200 million worth of assets under management. And the majority of that is just him and his partner. And they have no employees. They run everything off their phone. So I'm sitting there saying like, well, how in the world do you do that? Like property management, it's a headache. Having your biweekly or weekly meetings, however you're doing with your construction crew or your management company, like, you know, it's like pulling teeth sometimes. You feel like you're babysitting the property management company. That's why a lot of people go build their own, because it feels like sometimes you're doing your own asset management, your own property management, because you're babysitting the property management company. So I was wondering how the hell did he do that, right? And he just told me these three things. He just said, he just put three fingers up. And like, that's pretty cool. He said triple net lease, right? So that's pretty much how he does this. Triple net lease. His tenants are 5, 7, 10 years with some increments throughout the year. And he's only signing one or two leases a year, renewals, because each renewal is 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. Not like an apartment building where you're renewing. You have a 200 unit apartment building, you're probably renewing 10 a month, right? 20 a month, right? I don't know, 15 a month. You got to renew all the time. You're definitely renewing 200 a year, because you only have 1 year leases. So for a fact, you're going to be renewing 200 leases every single year. He doesn't even renew more than 12 leases ever, because you know he's got like 12 properties and everyone comes up for renewals every 3, 5, 10, 7 years. Is very, very rare when he has to actually put time and energy trying to find a tenant. And actually, he'll just find a leasing broker that'll get his tenant in there for him. And he's worried about finding the next deal, traveling all over the world, spending time with his family. Right? Because all he needs is a cell phone, make sure the money is in the bank on the first or whenever rent is due. And if they don't pay, he just locks them out, right? With a single family or multifamily, you actually have to go the eviction process 3, 5, 6, 7 months sometimes. Or if you're in a good landlord friendly state, it can take 30 days, right? 45 days, 2 months. But even during COVID, if you didn't pay your rent and you're a company, guess what? According to your loan documents, it says, hey, if you got to take possession of the property, if your tenant is not paying your rent, something like that, I'm sure is like 5 pages just to tell you that, 5 pages of attorney writing just to tell you what I just told you. So basically, your responsibility to go and lock the tenant out, kick him out, because you need to be able to produce money to pay that mortgage, right? So you're just doing your duty, whatever you sign with the bank is. So pretty cool. I thought it was amazing how you can run that size business with only two people. And it just got me thinking, right? Like that is pretty cool. And not just that, but the fact that he started buying properties on his own. Yes, partnerships, things like that for sure. But at some point, right, you start banking in money and you got to place it somewhere. So you start buying properties on your own that you can really benefit on the upside on appreciation and mortgage pay down and the cash flow. Again, right, you're always going to have velocity of money. You probably run out of money at some point. So you still got to partner, bring in more people in, maybe do some syndications. It's no problem, right? But if you're cash heavy, it's okay if you're buying properties on your own. If that's what you want to do and that fits your investor personality. Right, I got two projects, two warehouses on my own. I'm buying a third one. And, you know, so I'm kind of following that same model just because I want to have some stuff on my own where I get 100% of the benefit, especially the cash flow without having to work for it, just coming in 100%. I get more cash flow with some of these buildings I own by myself than these larger properties where I'm a small percentage owner, right? That's just the way it works. But I can have a lot of these small percentage ownerships that will outdo the ones that I own outright because there's really unlimited money on the partnership side because I just, as long as I can raise the money, there's unlimited properties I can buy. And on my side, I have a limit because I only have so much cash. But if you can balance it out, it's perfect, right? And you do whatever works for you. But that was my third takeaway from the $1 billion boardroom. Next boardroom, $1 billion boardroom mastermind is May 11th, 12th, and 13th in Las Vegas. Send me a message if you want to get involved. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.